Today's shir is Masechta Ervin, Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud. Amar Rav Hamnuna Amud Arvin B'Tardin Chayim. We may use raw beets for an Erev Tchumim. Ask the Gemara, how is that permissible? V'Amar Rav Chizda Silk L'Chaya, raw beets, Kotel Gavr Chaya, killed a living person because they're so unhealthy. So the Gemara's question is, certainly we should not be allowed to use for an Erev a food that is not healthy. Answers the Gemara, when are beets not healthy? Hahu b'boshel v'loy boshel, when it's partially cooked. If the beets are partially cooked, then they're unhealthy food. But if they're raw, that they're no problem, and that's why you could use them for an Erev. Ikka d'amri, a different version of this Gemara. Amar Rav Hamnuna, ein ma'arvin b'tardin chayim. One may not use raw beets for an Erev Tchumim. Amar Rav Chizda, silk l'chaya, kotel giver chaya, raw beets killed a living person. Ask the Gemara, v'kuchazina d'ko'achli v'lamisi. We see that people eat raw beets and they don't die. Hosam, says the Gemara, when Rav Hamnuna said we can't use beets for an Erev, it's a boshel v'loy boshel, when they're only partial cooked. But if they're raw, there's no problem, and therefore they can be used for an Erev. Omer Rav Chizda, tafshus shel tardin, a cooked beets, yofel alev, is good for the heart, v'toiv le'naim, and it's also good for the eyes. And I saw that the reason the Gemara says that it's good for the eyes and for the heart, because the Gemara says, Shiruki da'ayna b'libatalia, that the eyes and the heart are connected to each other. So any food that's good for one is obviously good for the other. For Koshken, and certainly the good libnei ma'ayim, they're good for the intestines. Amar Abaya, this that was saying that they're so good, who the Yosef Bei Tapi? It's only that if they were in the pot, v'ovid tuch tuch, they're in the pot cooking for such a long time that they make this tuch tuch sound. And if they're there in the pot cooking for such a long time, then they have been properly cooked. And once they've been properly cooked, that's when certainly they're a healthy food. Amar Rava. So the Gemara begins to discuss, what about making an Erev Tchumim with apples? Says the Gemara, Hareini Kamoi Ben Azai B'Shukei Tveria. He makes a statement. I am like Ben Azai in the Shukei Tveria, that Ben Azai was a huge Talmud Chacham, and when he was comparing himself to Ben Azai, he meant to say is that just like Ben Azai was a Talmud Chacham, and he knew all the details regarding every halacha that was being discussed in the Beis Medrash, he said regarding himself, I'm enough of a Talmud Chacham that I could be asked and discuss any halacha regarding Hilchas Erevin. So the question that was asked of Rava was Tapuchim Bekama. How many apples can one use for an Erev? Amalei, so Rava said, "V'chi ma'arim b'tapuchim." Can you use an apple at all for an Erev that you're asking me how many? So all the Rishonim try to understand why should we not be able to use apples for an Erev that he's making a statement, "V'chi ma'arim b'tapuchim." The Ritva says that we're talking about wild apples, that wild apples are typically not eaten. It's only nechal al yedei tchak. And since it's only nechal al yedei tchak, that was why the question was, can you use apples for an Erev? Another, the Rashba says that apples were only used as a dessert food. And since they were only used for dessert food, maybe that's why they're not able to be used for an Erev. But Tosfos, in on Daf Chav Zayin Amabeis, the very masculine man, says, of course, Rava knew that you could use apples for an Erev. The reason he made the statement was l'chadid boyas ha-talmidim. He wanted to see if the Talmidim would be able to respond, of course. Says the Gemara V'loy, is the question, of course, can we not use apples for an Erev? But Tanan, the Mishnah and Masechta Meila teaches us, Kala Oichlim Mitztarfim, various foods can combine, Lifsala Sagviya B'chatzi Pras. The halacha is that if somebody eats a food, even if the food is tamei, a food does not have the ability to make a person tamei. Chazal made a gzera that even though if somebody touches food which is tamei, he indeed does not become tamei. But if he eats foods that are tamei, he becomes tamei to the degree that until he is matar himself, he may not eat truma and kachim. Actually, Rashi Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, says that this is one of the Yud Ches Dover, because Chazal were concerned that if somebody's going to put tamedig of food into his mouth, and at the same time he's going to put a beverage of truma in his mouth, and the beverage that's truma will come in contact with the food that's tamei. And even though we said that a person can't become tamei from food, food can become tamei for food, and we're concerned that this food, this beverage which is in your mouth, is going to come in contact with the tamedig of food in your mouth. So that's why Chazal said, if you ate tamedig of food, you become tamei. The Tosfos there, in Masechta Shabbos, on Yudalam al-Alef, the very maskal Zimnan, says a different reason. Chazal were concerned that if people are going to see that if you eat food that's tamei, you don't become tamei, and right after eating it, you could eat truma of kachim, they'll think that even if truma food touches tamei food, they won't be tamei either. And because to avoid such a concern, Chazal said that if somebody eats tamedig of food, he becomes tamei. So the shir is that what is the shir to become tamei? Lifsol esagvir b'chatzi pras. That if somebody ate a chatzi pras, pras is the amount is a half a loaf, which is the amount of bread that was eaten in two meals. Pras. A chatzi pras is one meal, which means two eggs. If you have different foods that become tamei, they could all combine. The mazon, and when we speak about different foods combining, shtei sudas l'erev. The shir is that the amount of food you need for an erev tchumim is the amount of food you have for two sudas, and the halacha is various foods could combine to get to that shear. And kebeya l'tam tumas eichlam. It could also combine for tumas eichlam the shear of a kebeya. There's a very big mechlokes rishonim that when we say that the shear of tumas eichlam is kebeya, what does that mean? Rashi and the Ramban say that what it means is that food cannot transmit tumah further unless it has the shear of a kebeya. However, to be makabel tumah, to become tamei, you don't need to have a shear of a beya. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos holds that even to be makabel tumah, you have to have a shear of kebeya. And if you don't have a shear of kebeya, not only will it not have the ability to transmit tumas oichlam, it will not even be able to receive tumas oichlam. And this is based on the pasuk of mekala oichal asheya oichal. So you see, by my tiyufta. So the Gemara says all different foods combine, and now the Gemara says that Mishnah is a question on what we learned, that you can't use apples. Ask the Gemara, why is this a question? Because the Brisa says all different foods can combine to have the amount that you need for shear for Erev, and therefore apples which are edible should be included in the category of kol oichlim. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, but says the Gemara, haven't we just learned the other day that Rabbi Yochanan taught us, ein lemeidim in a klolus, we don't learn halacha from a general rule from a Mishnah. Afilu b'makom shenam b'chutz, and even if the Mishnah says chutz, which we would therefore assume means that all the exceptions have been enumerated, it doesn't mean that there are no other exceptions. So ask the Gemara, what's your question? That the Mishnah Masechta Me'ilah says kol oichlim, which seems to indicate that all foods are included, including apples. That isn't necessarily the way to learn the Mishnah. Ella, the question is Mishim Dektani, when Mazin Shtei Sudas L'Erif, we learned when it comes to Erif, the amount you need for two meals, or Kebeyi L'Tamatumas Oichlim. Since the Mishnah mentioned these two halakhas together, Vahani Nami, certainly when we speak about apples, B'nei Tumas Oichlinanu, the subject to Kabbalah's Tumah. And since the subject to Kabbalah's Tumah, the Gemara is learning that whatever is subject to Kabbalah's Tumah is also subject that it could be used for an Erev. And that's why the Gemara is saying, certainly apples should be able to be used for an Erev. Why are you saying that? So now we've established that absolutely, apples could be used for an Erev Tchumim. But now ask the question, Gemara the question, Kama, how many apples are the shear of Shtei Sudas, which is the shear for an Erev? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Tapuchim Bekav. You have to eat the amount of apples that are in a kav, that are a kav. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, how could you say that the shear is a kav? We know, as we've discussed a number of times, the shear, that the cycle, there's a 6-year cycle in giving Truma Samaisris. Every year we have to give Truma Gedoyla. Every year we have to give Maisa Rishon. The first and the second, the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemit, of the cycle, Maisa Sheni is separated. And in the third and the sixth year of the cycle, Maisa Oni is separated. The Mishnah, the Brisa that the Gemara is going to quote now, speaks about when they're giving out the Maiser Oni, how much is the amount that you have to give to each Oni? The Torah tells us that V'nasata le'levi le'ger le'yosem le'amana v'ochle b'sharecha v'saveyu. So since the Torah uses the word V'nasata, it has to be a significant amount, Rashi says, a sheer nesina. The Yerushalmi says the way we learn it is from, because the Torah uses the word v'saveyu. V'saveyu means that they're satiated. So you have to give them a decent amount that will fill them up. So the Braisa teaches us how much is the amount. Says the Braisa, it's a small weight when we're giving of tavlin. When we're giving spices, that's the amount that we give a Maisa Oni. It says Tosfos Masechta Yuma on that Pei Aleph Amud Beis Divrei Maskil Apalpin. It says when we're speaking of spice and the reason such a small amount of spice is sufficient, he says, is because spice is not something that somebody eats by themselves. And therefore, you don't have to have a lot. But Tosfos also goes on to say there that not all spices have the same halacha. So Shimon Alaza Omer, Kochlo Tavla, Velitra, it's a shear that's about as size of a log, Yerek, a vegetable, Asara, a goizim, 10 walnuts, Chamisha, a faskin, 5 peaches, Shnei, Rimoinim, 2 pomegranates, Vesrik, Echod, and 1 Esrig. All of these, this is the shurim, but you have to give a Maaser Oni. And the way to understand the Braisa is the foods that are only eaten for dessert, and therefore you eat less of them, that's why they have a smaller shear. V'am agurskuk ba'adori mishmeid rab nashi ba'shibuli mishmeid rav, v'chein la'erev. The shurim that we just identified, which are the shurim for Maaser Oni, are also the shurim for erev tchumim. V'hani nami. So ask the Gemara, if we're looking to determine what is the shear by apples, v'hani nami l'havik ha'afraskin. We should treat apples, suggests the Gemara, like peaches. And just like peaches, the shear is 5 peaches. By apples, the shear should be 5 apples. Says the Gemara, it doesn't necessarily travel together. Hani chashivi. Peaches are very special, and therefore 5 peaches are already considered a significant amount. However, v'hani, when we speak about apples, they're not that choshev. People eat more apples, and therefore the shear should be more. The Miri has a different explanation. The Miri says peaches are considered choshev, and therefore the shear peaches, and they're only eaten for dessert. People, as we just said a moment ago, eat less for dessert than they eat by their main meal. And therefore, by the shear peaches is five, apples which were eaten as part of the main meal, the shear is more. The Gemara here has identified different shiurim for different foods. And the Gemara has also said that kol oichle mitzdarfin lamozen beis sudas leiv. So now the question is, what's going to be if you have two different foods that have different shiurim, and you want to combine them for an Erev Tchumen? For example, we just learned that the shear by peaches are five peaches. We learned by apple, we learned by pomegranates, the shear are two pomegranates. So what happens if you want to combine peaches and pomegranates? What would be the halacha? So some achronim say, that's our moigim, says that you would, if you have 2.5 peaches and you want to now combine pomegranates to the peaches, you would need to have 2.5 pomegranates. Because he says, we go l'chumra. And if peaches have a shear of 5 peaches, if I want to combine peaches to, I want to combine pomegranates to peaches, I'll have to have, if I have 2.5 peaches, I'll have to have 2.5 pomegranates. The Rishash disagrees. And the Rishash says that if I have 2.5 peaches, so 2.5 peaches represent the amount of peaches I need to have for a meal. So now if I want to bring pomegranates, I will only need to have 1 pomegranate. Because he says if 5 peaches represent 2 meals, then 2.5 peaches represent 1 meal. And similarly, if 2 pomegranates represent 2 meals, then 1 pomegranate represents 1 meal. And therefore, he says it would just be enough to take 2.5 peaches, which would be the amount you need for 1 meal, and then take 1 pomegranate, which would be enough that you need for another meal, and it would be sufficient to combine. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Sharalei Mori, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel L'Rav Menashe B'Shigvulei, to Rav Menashe B'Shigvulei. And the Shalos Tshuvas Torah Lishma says, how do we understand this Gemara? Because the Gemara says you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to play God and say Hashem should be Meichel and Hashem should be not Meichel him. But he says that even though we're not supposed to speak that way, but when we see somebody who is presumably making a mistake in halacha, there we're allowed to use this wording. I said that the statement the Rav made v'chein le'erev is referring to the Mishnah for Hu Amra, but he didn't say, he referred it to a Braisa. Because the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech Depei teaches us, ein poichsel oni begarin, we may not give an oni when we're giving a maisa oni at the warehouse. Mechatzi kav chitin, from a half a kav of chitin, the kav soirin, and a kav of soirin. That's the minimum amount that we have to give to oni with a maisa oni. Ramei oimer, the shear is chatzi kav soirin. That even by barley, it's sufficient to give a half a kav of soirin. Mechatzi v'kav. When we're giving oats, we give a kavachatzi, kav grogris, dried figs, the shear is a kag, oy mona, or dvela, or when they're moist, or dvela of dried figs that were put into an eagle that they used to put them into a form. Kivayma, pras, it's enough to give a pras, a half. The amount of wine we have to give is a minimum of a chatzi log wine. Rav Kiva says it's enough to give a dveila, a revius of wine. The revius shemen, the minimum is a revius log of shemen. Rav Kiva Aymer, shminus, it's enough to give a shminus of a log of shemen, an eighth. Vishak kolaperis, other fruits. Abishol Aymer kadesh yimcharem, it's enough if you sell those fruits. If the poor person would sell the fruit, and I'll have enough money to buy food for two meals. I'm a Rav, and Rav said the kain le'erev, that the same thing is regarding erev, that that's the shear by erev, the mazon shtei sudos. So what the Gemara said was that Rav, who made the statement that he connects the halachas of ma'aser ani to erev, wasn't referring to the brisa, it was referring to the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, what makes the Mishnah better than the Braisa? Rav Yosef made a very sharp statement complaining that Rav Menashe said Rav's statement on the Braisa and it should have been said regarding the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, what is the big deal? They both are teaching us the same concept, that there's a certain amount that you have to give for Ma'aser Ani. So what's the difference if it's referring to the Mishnah or to the Braisa? Answers the Gemara. Ilema, if you'll say that the reason he was upset, the reason Rabbi Yosef was upset, because the Braisa spoke about Tavlin, how much spice we give to the Ani by Ma'aser Ani, and his concern was, but Tavlin labnei echilaninu. Spice is not something that people eat, and therefore you can't use spice for an Erev. That's why Rabbi Yosef was upset that when they applied Rav's statement, the chen la'erev to spices, people will make them error and believing that you can use spices for Erev. Ask the Gemara, and the Mishnah is better? And when we speak about the Mishnah, doesn't the Mishnah speak about chitim sairim, raw wheat and raw barley, that are also labnei chilin nenu, that are not edible? So if we're saying that something which is not edible cannot be used for an Erev, the statement that we're attributing to the Mishnah of chayin le'erev would also be difficult. Ella says the reason Rabbi Yosef was upset why he attributed the statement to the Braisa and not the Mishnah, Mishum Dektani, because the Mishnah said, Chatzi loig yayin, that the amount we have to give, the minimum we could give an Ani, is a Chatzi loig yayin. Vamarav, Ma'arvin, but Rav said, the shear is, Ma'arvin b'shtei revius shel yayin. For an Erev, you need two revius yayin. Umidam inin kolahai, and the fact that Rav said you need two revius of yayin, Shema mino ki omer Rav chen la'erev amasnisa kamar, that it says the shear for Ma'aser Ani is two revius, and not like where it says elsewhere that the shear is different. Shema mina. So from here we see that Rav must have been speaking about the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that two revius is the shear for Ma'aser Ani, and that's what Rav says is also the shear for Ruvei Tchumim. And that's why it's better to say the Rav made a statement on the Mishnah that you need two revius and not on the Braisa where it doesn't say that. So why do you need, explains the Taras Chaim, so much wine according to Rav that it should be a valid Erev? So he says the reason Rav needs shtei revius is because a person used to drink a cup of wine in the evening and a cup of wine in the morning by Kiddush. And every cup of wine for Kiddush needs to have a revius. Omer Mar, so we learned before, b'mazon, when we speak about food, shtei sudos le'erev. The amount you have for two meals, that's the amount you have for an erev. So Rav Yosef Meimer, so Rav Yosef said that when we're combining different foods, until you have enough food that you have from every one of the foods that you're bringing, from every min, one suda. But if you're going to have that means each type of food, is minimum, has the amount that you need for one meal. But if you're going to bring many different types of food and combine them to the amount that you need for two sudas, that would not work. Amalei Rav, but Rav has said to Rav Yosef, that is incorrect. If you have a half of one food for a meal and a third and a quarter, as long as they all combine to have the shear of shtei sudas, the halach is that's going to be a kosher erev tchumim. Gufa, Amarav, ma'avim b'shtei revi'ah shel yayin. If we're going to use wine, we bring the amount that you use two revi'ahs of wine. Ask the Gemara, u'minim b'inan kulei hay, do you need to use so much wine to make a kosher erev tchumim? V'tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, yayin, k'dei lechaboy. The type of wine is enough that you use, they used to dip their bread into wine, and the amount of wine that they used to dip the bread while they ate into the wine is enough for an Erev. And they didn't need two revi'ahs for two meals of dipping wine. Chaimetz vinegar k'dei l'tabel, but they used to dip the meat into vinegar as a dip. And the amount of vinegar you use for these two meals. Zeisim ubitzolim, olives and onions, k'dei lechelbon, the amount that you use as a spice by shtei sudas. So what are we saying that you need so much wine? Much less wine. Only the amount that you need for dipping should be adequate to be a kosher erev tchumim. Answers the Gemara, hasam b'chamim v'ashla. The brisa that says you need less wine because you look at the amount of wine that you use for dipping is cooked wine. Cooked wine, people use, was not used for drinking. Cooked wine was used for dipping. And there you have a smaller shear. Amamar, chaimetz k'dei l'tabba. When we speak about vinegar, the amount that you need to dip the meat into the vinegar. Amar of Gidla Marav, in explaining this halacha, k'dei l'tabba mazon shtei sudas shel yerek. The amount that you need to dip vegetables into the vinegar when the entire meal you're eating is only vegetables. But the ikadamri has a smaller shear. Amar Rav Gidla Marav, the amount of vinegar we're speaking about is regarding the vinegar that's yerek hanechel b'shtei sudas. That a vegetable is just one of the foods that you're eating at your meal. It's not the only food that you're eating at your meal. And therefore, obviously, we're speaking about less vegetables. And when we speak about chaimetz, when we speak about vinegar, we speak about the amount of vinegar you need for dipping the vegetables into it when the vegetables are just one of the dishes, but not the entire meal. We also learned, says the Gemara, Amamar, Zeisem b'tzolim, onions, olives and onions, the amount that you eat by two meals. Ask the Gemara, Uber Betzolami Ma'arvin, may we use four onions for an Erev? Vatanya, the Brisa teaches us. Aram Shimon Elazar, Pamacha Shavas Rameya Bardiska. Rameya was staying in the city of Ardiska for Shabbos. Oba Adam Echad Lefanov, and somebody came to visit him who came from outside the Tchum. Ammaloy, and he obviously the question was, how could you come? Don't you live past the Tchum? So he told him right away, this person told him, Rebbe, he said to Rameya, Rafti, b'betzolim l'tivin. I put down an air of Tchumim of onions in the city of Tivin that I should be able to get here. And says the Gemara, Rameya immediately considered that the Erev is not a valid Erev, and Ashiva Rameya ba'aba amishaloi. He says, now you're stuck and you can't walk more than Dalar Amis. But Tosfos points out that he wasn't inside the city, because had this happened inside the entire city, as far as Hilchas Erevin considered, are maybe considered like Dalar Amis. The Ritva says that this is actually Machloikis, and the opinion of Rabbi Shua is that even if he is in the city, he's still only limited to Dalet Amos, according to Rabbi Shua, and he was passing the Rabbi Shua. But what we see here is the Rameya held that people don't eat onions, and since they don't eat onions, you can't use onions for an Erev Tchumim. And ask the Gemara, how did the Braisa say that we can use onions for an Erev Tchumim? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. If you use the alim, if you use the leaves are not edible and cannot be used for an Erev. Habi Mos, when we talk about the actual onion bulb, they can be eaten. The Tanya, Ochel Botzel, If somebody ate onion for hishkim umes, and then he gets up in the morning and he dies, and I'm mamanes, you don't need to ask why he died. Vamishmu, because the onions are what must have killed him. But says the Gemara, Amishmu loy shana ela ba'alim. If he ate the leaves of the onion, abimos, when he ate the actual onion, less than ba. Or ba'alim nami loy amarin. And even when we speak about onions, it's only ela when we speak about the loy iftzel zirsa, when the leaves have not grown to the size of a zeres. Aval iftzel zirsa, if they grew to the size of a zeres, then less lombard are no longer dangerous. Amra Papa, furthermore, says the Gemara, Loy Amarin, when are onion leaves dangerous? Loy Ishti Shechra, if he didn't drink beer after eating them. Aval Ishti Shechra, less lombard. If somebody drank beer after them, it's not a problem. Tara Abonim, Loy Yochel Adnam Botzel, a person shouldn't eat onions, because there's poison in the onion. And says the Gemara, Maiser Reb Chanina Sh'och Chatzi Botzel, Reb Chanina once ate a half an onion, V'chatzi Nachashaba, and therefore he ate a half a portion of poison, Chol of a Notel Mus, and he got very sick, almost died, V'bik Shechamer Rachmalov, and the only reason he survived was because everybody else davened on his behalf, V'choya. And he survived. And the reason they did that is when they shashar tzrichala. And of course, the question is, we're always supposed to daven for somebody who is sick. Why is this? What happened over here? So the Ritva says that this person who deliberately ate a food that Chazal taught us that you're not supposed to eat, he's chayiv misa. And since he's chayiv misa, we don't have to worry if he dies. But says the Gemara, because he was so important to us, that's why they damned on his behalf and he survived. The Mashor says, here we're speaking about Rav Chanina Mendoza, and Rav Chanina Mendoza normally was the one that davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But here, the Gemara says many places in Shas, ain't chavish Mata atzmoi lebeis mibeis asurim. A person can daven for other people, but he can't daven for himself. And what happened over here was that's why they had a daven from on his behalf. The Karen Oyer has a different pshat. He says that he was very ill, and normally tefillah would not help in this situation, but because he was an individual, says the Karen Oyer, who was Rabim Tzrichim Loi, that Klal Yisrael depended on him, and because Klal Yisrael depended on him, that's why the tefillahs were in the skabel, even though under normal circumstances they would not necessarily be effective. And this is the basis of a very serious discussion amongst the Poskim. What are we obligated, or what should we do if somebody brought himself into a situation of sakana? That means that if somebody attempted to commit suicide, are we obligated to try to do whatever we can to save him? Normally we have an obligation of lo samra al dam reyecha. We have an obligation to try to save a person whenever we can. The Miches Chinuch, based on the Ritva that we just quoted, seems to say that if the person brought it upon himself, we don't have to do anything to save him. There are those that disagree with him. The Birki Yosef disagrees, and the Birki Yosef says that we always have to try to save the person. And the Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma in Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Vav points out that certainly if it was an individual where we can't know for sure did deliberately try to hurt himself, then certainly we should do whatever we can, be Michal Shabbos, or do whatever we can to save him. We also learned in our Gemara that in those days, onions were considered dangerous, and therefore they should never be eaten. Raw onions were considered dangerous. So based on this, says the Masham, in Shas HaTshuvos Chelek Beis Simon Reis Samach Beis, then we know the halacha is that a food that could be eaten raw, there is no issue of bishlakim. Anything that's nechel k'moy shuchai, anything that can be eaten raw, there is no concern of bishlakim. So he says, what's going to be the halacha on onions in those times where the Gemara is so strict about eating raw onions? So an onion can be eaten raw, but since our Gemara is teaching us that a raw onion is so dangerous, so it's therefore not considered something that could be eaten raw, and therefore on onions there's an issue of bishul akum. That's how the Mashal explains. So the Shal Sechuvus Miches Yitzchok Chelik Yud Simen Samach Zayin says that according to this there may be a problem of bishul akum on milk. Bizman Hazeh nowadays nobody drinks raw milk. The only milk that we drink is pasteurized milk. Milk that's not pasteurized is considered unhealthy and people should not consume. So why is there no problem, he asks, of bishul akum on pasteurized milk? So he says, since the only kulos he comes up with are, number one, since there are people that do drink raw milk, and number two, milk, when it's pasteurized, pasteurizing is not a regular form of cooking. It's done through steam. And therefore, since it's done through steam, that's not considered bishul. But otherwise, he suggests that indeed there may be a big issue of bishul akum on milk. The halacha is that a mikveh has to have 40 saw of kosher mikveh water to be considered a mikveh. That means it has to be rainwater. Mayim sh'uvim, water that was drawn, is possible for a mikveh. Furthermore, the Mishnah in Masechet Mikvos, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet, teaches us that if we have 3 lugim of mayim sh'uvim and we pour them into the mikveh before the mikveh was filled up with 40 saw of kosher mikveh water, the mikveh becomes possible. And even if afterwards we'll add much mikveh water, that mikveh is already possible. However, if we have 40 saw of megishamim, and then we put into it mayim shuvim, even if we put in more mayim shuvim than the 40 saw, the halacha is the mikveh's kosher. This halacha, that mayim shuvim pasal a mikveh, is by mayim, by liquid. But when we speak about other liquids, there the shear is shinui mara. That if this water that we put into the mikveh changed the color of the mikveh, even if we have a kosher mikveh, we have 40 saw megishamim, but we put into it water that will change the color, then the mikveh becomes possible. If, however, it didn't change the color of the water, then they don't disqualify to the mikveh. Not only don't they disqualify the mikveh, but they don't even disqualify the mikveh if they were poured in before we had 40 saw of kosher megishamim. Says the Gemara, Amr Abzeir Amishmu, Shecher. And again, when we speak about Shecher, beer, it's not the same type of beer that we think about of beer in our world. When we think about beer in our world, we think about beer made out of barley, out of hops. In those days, they used to soak dates and make beer. The loch is ma'arvin ba, it can be used for the erev tchumim, u'paisel b'shloshes lugim. It has the din of megishamim. Ask the Gemara, maskul erev kahana pshita. Of course, a beer would disqualify a mikveh. Why is this different than colored water? The Tanan, Rabbi Yosef and Meitzeva, colored water, poisons a mikveh b'shloshes slogim. Answers the Gemara, Amri, Hasam, when we speak about colored water, Maya the Tziva Mikri, as the name itself implies, it's called colored water. Hacha, but when we speak about beer, Shikra Ikri, it's called beer. And therefore, we would maybe say it's not considered water. It's considered like something that passes the mikvah only with a shini mara. That's why the Shmuel had to come teach us that beer is considered primarily water, and since beer is considered primarily water, it has all of the halachas of water. And this is also relevant to Hilchis Bishlakim, because the question is, why is there no problem of Bishlakim on beer? And the answer that the Rishonim give is because our Gemara clearly identifies beer as water. And just like by water, there's no problem of Bishlakim, therefore there is no problem of Bishlakim by beer either. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rekamim Arvin, ask the Gemara, and how much beer is needed to make at Erev Tchumim? Sovereign of Achabred of Yosef Kamei, the Rabbi Yosef Lameima, but train River Shikra. We have to have two Reviasin of Sheikher to make a kosher Erev Tchum. Kretanan, when we speak about various liquids for carrying on Shabbos, the Gemara's that we learned, Mishnais that we learned to Masech the Shabbos, we learned to Moitzi Yayin, when you carry out wine, the amount you carry out is Kedei Mezigas Akois. The amount that you could wine that you take out, that you'll end up with a full cup. Because they used to, the wine that they used to get was very strong, and they used to dilute it. And the amount of wine you need to dilute to fill up a cup, that's the amount of wine that you chai for carrying in Shabbos. The Tanilo. And we learned in Masechta Shabbos a brisa to explain that din. Kedei mezigas kos yofa. The amount to dilute a kos yofa. And we asked, over there, the Gemara asked, my kos yofa, what does that mean? It means kos shel brocha, the amount that they used to use to say birchas hamazon. V'omer Rav Nachman Amar Bavua, kos shel brocha, when we speak about a kos shel brocha, tzarech shiyei bo roiv revius, there has to be a quarter of a revius there, kedei shiyim zegena v'yamed al revius, that after you dilute it, you'll have a revius. Because as Rava taught us, could Rava, Dama Rava call Chamer Deloy Dorei Chat Las Maya. Wine that's considered proper wine is wine that when you dilute it, you need a 3-to-1 ratio. If you don't have that dilution formula, Lav Chamra, it's not considered good wine. It's going to be too strong, and therefore, if the shear of a kosher bracha is a revius, how much wine do you take out? A river revius. That after you dilute it, you'll have a revius of wine. V'ktani, and the sefer, and the sefer of that Mishnah that continues discussing the shear of carrying of various liquids, v'shar kolamashkan, all other liquids, revius. The shear is of revius. V'kolashayefchem, and wastewater that they used to use to make cement is also revius. So says the Gemara, the midah hosam, it was saying by wine the shear is, that the shear of beer is 4 times the shear of wine. Because by beer, there's obviously no dilution. So what's the shear by beer? A revius. A revius is 4 times the shear of a river revius. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming, that hochinami, by the shear of the Erev, the shear of beer should be chad arba. It should be 4 times the shear of wine. And since by wine we saw that the shear of an Erev Tchumim of wine is 2 reviasin. So the Gemara is now assuming that the shear of beer should be 8 revias, says the Gemara. Lohi, that isn't correct. Hossam, when we speak about carrying a Shabbos, the bas ma'achalai chashev, less than that is not considered a significant amount. Aval hocha, but when we speak about Erev, it's not dependent on significance. There's amount that you drink by 2 meals. Loi avida inch de shasa kasa tzafra kasa vfanya v'samchalai. The person drinks a revius in the morning and a revius in the evening, and that's enough. And since that's enough that people drink in one day, even by beer, the shear will be 2 revius. Tomorrow, continues the Gemara in identifying how much of any type of food, do you take out that it should be a kosher erev? Tamarim bakama, when we speak about dates, Amar Rav Yosef, tamarim bakav, a kav of dates. Amar Rav Yosef, minah minalot, from where do I get that shear? The Tanya, For the Braisa teaches us, if somebody ochel groigris, he unintentionally ate dried frugs that were truma, and he repays the koyin shilim tamarim, and he pays back with figs, tavala bracha, he should be blessed. Ask the Gemara, hechidami, exactly what does that Braisa mean to say? Ilem lefidamim, if we're measuring according to value, that means, says the Gemara, d'ochamina bezuzah, he ate a zuz value of figs, the kamashamle bezuzah, and he's paying back a zuz worth of dates, so why does he deserve a bracha? My tavala bracha. He ate a zuz worth, and he paid back a zuz worth, so what's so special? Because zuz achol, bezuzah kamashalim. Allah v'fim meida. We're talking about volume and not value. The ma'achim ne'guri the groigris, he ate a certain measure of truma figs, the shavi zuzah, which are worth a zuz, the kamasham le'guriur the tamarim, and he pays back a guria, again, that same amount of dates that are worth four times as much, the shavi arba, says the Gemara v'ktani, and we see tavala bracha. So we see tamarim adifi, that dates are better than figs. So if we learned that a kav of dried figs can be used as an Erev, certainly a kav of dates should be used for an Erev. Says the Gemara, the interpretation of the Braisa is incorrect. Amalei Abaya, loyalam dachal menei bezuzah v'kam mishalem bezuzah. He ate a zuz worth of figs, and he's paying back a zuz worth of dates. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, my tavala bracha, he's paying what he ate. What does he deserve any special credit for? Answers the Gemara, the reason he gets special credit is the Ochmane Midid Loi Kofetz Leizvina. He ate figs, which there are not that many customers for, because there's plenty supply of figs. They had plenty of figs. It was easily obtainable. The Kamashanle Midid Kofetz Leizvina, but he's paying back dates, which people look for because there were many people that want the dates and it wasn't that available. Shasisa is a food that was made out of toasted wheat and honey, which could be used as an Erev. And the question is, what is the shear? Omer of Acha Bar Pinchas, Trei Shargushe, two spoonfuls. Kisni are roasted grains. Omer by Trei Buni de Pumbadisa, the size of two Pumbadisa Buni, that was a measure they had in Bovel. Amr Abai, Amrli Aim. Abai says, my aim. Throughout Shas, whenever we have aim, it means Abaya was a Yosem. And that's exactly what the name Abaya means, Asher Becho Yeruchim Yosem. And there was a woman who he called Aim, who raised him, and she taught him many important things. He says, Hai Kisini, roast the grains, Mavala Liba, a good for the heart, and they take away a person's worries. Somebody who has a weak heart, he should bring meat from the right thigh of a ram, and bring the dung of cattle that was dropped during the month of Nisan. If he doesn't have such dung, he should bring twigs of a willow tree, the nechbe, and burn them, burn the dung or twigs until he makes coals from them, and he should roast the meat on these coals, the nashe basrei chamer marka, and he should drink afterward diluted wine, and he will be healthy.